I want you to know I heard a word this morning. So give me your ears. Say, Lord.
Lord.
Give me ears to hear.
Give me ears to hear.
Eyes to see.
Eyes to see.
And a heart to perceive.
And a heart to perceive.
What you're saying to me.
What you're saying to me.
Amen.
Amen.
I heard these words. I am the eternal spirit living in an earthly tent for now. What I will be is up to me. And of course, we discussed this when we first walked in about how God gives us free will.
Could you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. It's kind of a tongue twister, okay? So forgive me. But it is what I wrote down. I am an eternal spirit living in an earthly tent for now. What I will be is up to me.
Okay, thank you.
What I will be is up to me. That's the stress of the reality that we are eternal beings because of Christ in us. Now, being an eternal being means you've got a future. With or without this earth suit. Where you're going to spend the rest of eternity depends on your choices. And we have been given free will. The scripture that I want you to kind of focus on is verse 23 of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Each in his own turn, Christ the first fruit, then when he comes, those who belong to him. Back up to verse 21. For since death came through a man, anybody know his name? Adam. For since death came through a man, one man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. Isn't that cool? One to one? Mm-hmm. One at a time? For as in Adam all die, that was 22. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. So why is it important that salvation come into us? So that our future will be guaranteed in life, not in death. So I pondered on that a little bit and I said, Lord, what is it that you're trying to make out of this word this morning? And his comment was, everybody's focused on death. Everybody, no matter what age, they think about death, they focus on death. Death can be a friend. Yeah, he can be your friend, all right. He's not your friend, he's your enemy. And just this week, someone said, oh, I wish I was dead. And my response was, if you were, you'd be facing a heck of a lot more than the challenge that's in front of you right now. Because the challenge that's in front of you is very temporary. But the challenge of death would focus you on the wrong spirit. And you'd have some explaining to do why you would choose death. And really, not to me. I wouldn't be your problem. But the one who gave you eternal life would look at you and say, what did you do? Why did you want to cancel your life? Why did you want to cancel your future? And, you know, I'm not picking on anybody because I've lived it. Because the heaviness in my life for so long was so, so incredibly bad. And everything was upside down. And I didn't know the Lord to be able to pick it up and carry me to the next level. I didn't believe he could carry me, number one, because I had him in a box. Just like the Israelites had him in a box. They put their father in a box. They carried that box around from place to place. And anybody who didn't do it according to the law died. So obviously they thought he was the God of death. They believed he was the God of death. He wasn't the God of death. He was the God of life. He purposed to put that mercy seat, which was Christ, on top of the box. Wow. What have you got at night on? What do you have and what do I have on top of these shoulders? It can be a box of death or a box of life. But in my heart, I have the one that's alive. Right inside me, I have the one that's alive. And he gave his life so that he would bring resurrection into me. Amen?
Amen.
So, you see, I believe in all of the troubles that we go through, if we don't focus on the one who solved the problem of death, and realize that we were all made alive in Christ. Notice again verse 23, but each in his own turn, Christ the first fruit. Then when he comes, those who belong to him. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdoms to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. So is it destroyed now?
No.
No, it's still functioning. So the Son is going to take over the heavenly authorities at that point. The principalities will be dealt with at that point. Not now. We're still dependent people. The darkness is still trying to swallow you and me up. Correct? Verse 24 again. Then the end will come when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. For he must return until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is
death.
Now, in case you forgot, he will be what? He's the head, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Of the body? Mm-hmm. Who are the feet?
We are.
We are the feet. Are we not on planet Earth? Mm-hmm. Corporately, we are the feet, as well as the rest of the body. Why are we chosen to be the feet? Because he's planning to use us corporately. And it's for eternity. And the purposes of eternity are different than yours and mine. I read to you during the beginning of the feast about a prophetic word that was given 19 years ago about you and about me. About the people of Massachusetts being chosen by God, having an eye on us. Why? 1770, 71, 72, 1773, 1774. There was a revolution in God happening in New England. They had one cry. We have one God and we have one King. His name is Jesus. It's not King. I think it was George. It's not King George. Why did the United States get formation and try to survive what was going on in the persecution that they were going on? England was bound by religion. Yes or no? We have many Americans that are bound by religion. Okay? And they're not serving the Most High God. We know that because of Isaiah 4. Read it again. They're trying to get connected to their genuine Son of the Most High. They're not able to because they won't bow. The Israelites had the same problem. They didn't want to bow. The free will that they had, we have. Amen? So what is happening right now? There's a revolution going on right now in this country. There's a revolution. The saints are standing and they're saying we need change. Holy Ghost change. Not the type of change with just the switching of a government agency to another, but a change to righteousness from God, for God, and for the well-being that He's planned for this nation. You say, well, we're going to get judged. Well, so Sodom and Gomorrah got judged because what? There were no righteous. Are there righteous people in this country?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Look at your neighbor. Say, you look righteous to me. Really? So he's protecting the nation because of who?
Us.
Yes. Can you take it on?
Yes.
Can you wear it?
Yes.
Say, am I righteous because I think I am? Or because God delivered it to me? He gave it to me as a prize package from my papa.
Amen.
Amen. Along with salvation and healing and restoration and recreation and eternal benefits. Heavenly benefits, not retirement benefits. Refirement. Amen.
Amen.
Why this subject today? Because no different than in the 1700s, there's an underground flow of grace to our nation. I believe it with all my heart. When Claude called this morning and he told me about that wall, that white wall going up on the border, which is visible from his house, yes! Is Canada a problem? No, let them have a problem. Let them have a problem. Because if their agencies are like Europe, which is what they've chosen, they can serve the international community who think they have a plan for the nations. They call it the United Nations. They have a plan to what? Eliminate all borders and to create a 10-nation block or whatever the numbers are. It's not important. God's nation, His anointed people, live all over the earth. And His plan is to save all of them, not some. All of them will have an opportunity to bow their knee to Jesus.
Amen.
Will they do it willingly?
No.
Thank you. Some are going to forfeit their future. It's up to them. But we have chosen to serve the Lord, and we've humbled ourselves, and we have prayed, and we're going to do it one more time.
Amen.
So just close your eyes and lift your hands to Jesus. Say, Father, today, our country is in need.
And I'm in need.
And I'm not ashamed to lift my hands
to the Most High God.
To the King of Kings.
To the Lord of Lords.
To the Most High Priest.
In the order of Melchizedek.
Where there was no beginning and no end in his life.
Right now,
I'm asking for grace and favor.
I'm asking for grace and favor
for this nation, so that God's plan will unfold.
So that God's plan will unfold.
Not man's plan. Not the geniuses of the world.
Not the geniuses of the world.
But the Most High God.
But the Most High God.
And His ultimate plan.
And His ultimate plan.
Salvation for the earth.
Salvation for the earth.
And the kingdoms of the earth.
And the kingdoms of the earth.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let your angels come.
Let
Let your angels minister. Not only to the believers. But the unbelievers. Because God's got a plan. And it will manifest. Because now.
I shout grace
to the mountain of human obstacles. And let your will be done.
Amen.
And amen.